Blog Talk Radio. Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Calvino, and welcome to Let's Ask the Angels on Saturdays and sometimes Mondays on Blog Talk. I want to announce that this is my second year of being in practice with the Calvino Coaching and a year and a half of being on Blog Talk Radio, and the anniversary was August 1st, and I just want to mention this and acknowledge this as it is also part of my time. And then I'll get into the weekly reading for the upcoming week, the angel messages, and then take your listener calls as there are those of you who are waiting already. And thank you for doing that. Again, my name is Barbara Calvino, and I have a practice called Be Calvino Coaching, where I empower people with their mind, body, spirit. I'm an angel intuitive and a life coach. I'm guided to tell you all today why I started working with the angels and why I decided to create a coaching business with this and then also a radio show. And it has to do with an experience I had about two and a half years ago where I had a situation. I thought I might have cancer. I had a mammogram that showed something suspicious on the x-ray, and I had to wait about 10 days for my second appointment. And, you know, I've been pretty healthy all my life, and it was not something that I would expect. And, of course, it was frightening. But when I used the angel therapy healing technique, which I'm going to talk about in a second, I was able to be more peaceful, less stressed in those 10 days while I waited for my appointment. And of course, when I got to the big building that said cancer on the outside, you know, one's feelings and emotions start to ramp up, and with the possibility that I could have cancer. And so I go into the building and I go to my appointment, and I sit there amongst about 12 other women. We're all dressed in these beautiful white robes that they gave us. And you could feel the emotion of each and every a woman that was there, all in different stages of dealing with cancer. I'm there to find out if I have it. Others are there for their yearly exam. Some are there for their appointment after their chemotherapy and radiation. You know, people in all different places with this disease. Well, I'm finding out that I was clear. And one of the things that I was guided to was very, very clearly that I needed to share that I was what I was using for myself. And it also included what I've been using for myself for the past 30 years, from taking coaching courses, from learning things from my dance background in terms of how to relax your body and yoga, you know, everything. And so that's what I was guided to do. And, you know, I had been working with the angels and studying with my teacher, Doreen Virtue, and learning a lot of things. And like I said, I was using this on myself. It was just so clear that these techniques were so simple, but yet so powerful. And the number one thing that affects our health, we could all agree, is stress, whether it's self-induced ourselves, or from the outside world, but how we deal with it. And so that's what I did. I it was in April, and then by August, I started my consulting, angel card readings, and angel healings, life coaching business. And then about 6 months later, I had the courage to start a radio show. So here I came out of the spiritual closet to talk about and teach about working with the angels, the angelic healings that I believe are from thousands of years ago, but I'm going to get into it briefly of how the phrase angel therapy healing has come about. So that's just a mini story about what had me get into this work. And I had spiritual awakenings in the past 30 years. You know, it's easy for me to share that I'm 61 years old, and I have pretty awesome health, and I have a pretty incredible life that's not without problems, but yet I'm able to solve problems with the use of the angel therapy healing techniques and calling on the angels. So that's the number one reason why I started my practice. I started this radio show is to pretty much teach you these things. And if you feel called, then you would have a session with me where I do 1 hour, 45 minutes, or a half hour sessions where we can get into some particular issues that you're dealing with and get pinpoint clearing and releasing and teaching you, you know, how to manage energy and your life force so that you can be more useful in the world. So that's that. And I just want to put out to thank you for all the teachers that have come my way since I've started this work, including Doreen Virtue, Robert Reeves, Radley Valentine, Stuart Pierce, and Diana Cooper, Tim Wilde, and many, many more. My colleagues in the community are so professional and just so awesome. Oh, I feel like I'm going to be teary. It has proven to be one of the most satisfying times in my life, being able to share these most subtle, yet such powerful things to others and let them go forth and create and manifest in their lives. And I've been gifted, and I'm grateful for all the clients that have come to me that have felt energy and where we have met at a mutual place of love and understanding that I've been able to coach and empower. So I'm really grateful for all of this. And with thank you, and you can count on me for continued integrity in my work and to give my utmost, and I thank you. So now we're going to go. Normally I'd go into my weekly upcoming reading first, but I'm guided to go ahead and talk about this phrase. What is angel therapy healing? And I first learned of this from Doreen Virtue, as I mentioned. I believe the phrase angel therapy is trademarked with her. That's her coinage and phrase. And one can become an angel therapy practitioner through her certification courses. And I highly recommend any of her books. The one that is called to you will be the one, I promise you, where you can learn more about these techniques that were channeled to her. And each and every one of her books, for me, I experience channeling. So as you feel guided to work with the angels, you start noticing it is a feeling, it is a vibration. And you'll know, your knowing will increase, your trust and faith will increase with your connection. And so today I want to talk about light and love. And that's what I believe is the main component of healing. Now, there's light and we hear it said a lot, angel, light and love, and meditation, but there's a lot of power behind it. And, you know, I'm just really going as I'm guided today. I'm channeling this information. All of us have the ability with our minds. We start with the ability with our minds, our thoughts, speech, to create healing, to create peace. And when we do that, we create a vibration in our body. Sometimes I liken it to getting a chiropractic adjustment. Afterwards, you just feel so extremely peaceful because all the energy is flowing brilliantly and 100% through your body. Acupuncture treatment or a massage, or even a good workout, yoga, you will feel a connection with your body, with your spirit, and you'll feel free, feel connected, and peaceful. From that place, one can create anything. And if you, and you're creating on top of being anxious, stressful, the basic way that we can be in the society, especially the United States, if we are creating a place of disharmony, we're basically attracting more disharmony or stress. So one of the things we do when working with the angels is we learn how to focus intention, and with some visualization techniques and with some forgiveness techniques, we release a lot of unwanted and lower energy. And today is an opportune day to do that with a full moon. It's another thing. You'll start learning to be really in touch with nature and the sun and the moon can affect you with your manifesting, which is one of the main things that we all want as human beings. We want to create more happiness, more health, material. That's, you know, that's the what the angels want me to say right now. So here from the book, Angel Medicine, How to Heal the Body and Mind with the Help of Your Angel. When you have your own focused intention and visualization, you can move energy. You can move energy from your body. You can move energy from a room. You can move energy with the permission of the guardian angels of your loved ones. You can clear them. And it's an incredible to be in this world instead of just being in reaction all the time. And that's the normal way of the past probably a couple thousand years. Reaction. Instead of being source of our reality, being connected to our higher power, you may call God, goddess, how we do that. Your mind is so powerful. When we start becoming attuned to that, everything becomes easier. You may be faced with the same circumstances, but you have the opportunity to be more peaceful and less detached and less attached, more attached to it. So if you have a book that you're waiting to have published, if you're looking to meet a husband, if you're looking to increase your client base, if you're looking to change your health, anything where you may have a goal, the first thing that can happen after you set a goal is anxiety and stress. Okay, how am I going to get there versus truly enjoying the process, enjoying the day-to-day. So you have the same situation. One, you can be stressed and anxious. The other, actually call upon the angels, the angelic presence. And as I'm always guided to say, you don't have to be Christian to do this work. It's for all people, all spiritual paths, people from all backgrounds. As Dorian Virtue says, angels are really not separate from us. They are part of us physiologically. We are under a microscope, just pure energy. Even as Deepak says, we're just energy, quantum field of energy. So you can see that if you allow yourself to tap into and connect with a higher level of energy, a level that is moving up, I call it the ladder of emotion, into love, light, and trust, the vibration of you, your field, your body is going to be higher versus just being in reaction, a lower vibration. Even as I say that, the vibration, you can feel tension in your stomach and then tightness in your hips, tightness in your body. Pretty much that's a lower vibration versus feeling relaxed. So who we are is love and light. And the more you connect and work with the angels, you're going to experience that. You're going to experience breath and ease. Yesterday, a yoga teacher asked me, was saying that, and acknowledging I had a good practice, and I have a very good practice. At my age, I'm pretty strong and flexible, but my focus doesn't come from the hundreds and thousands of hours of taking dance classes. My focus comes from daily clearing my body of the static, of the negativity, of the lower energy, and teaching people to do this on a daily basis. So my being able to be present has to do with my using angel therapy healing techniques. You know, I learned rhythm and where to put my body through dance, but my beingness, my inner stillness comes from working with the angel. So here in Doreen's book, which is I highly recommend, in it talks about light plus love equals healing, that there are many ways to work both light and love. And for light healing, the light component of angel therapy is working with your crystal clear intention of your desired outcome. Oftentimes, people are not even clear. They don't even know that. Yes, how clear do you see your manifestation goal? See yourself getting married. What does your ring look like? What does your dress look like? Do you see yourself on vacation? Where are you on vacation? Are you on the beach? Are you in the mountains? What does your health look like? See your body strong, flexible, toned. See your body clear of any disease. We have that ability. Work with crystals. Crystals have different vibrations. Go learn more about that. I'll do a specific show on crystals in the future. You can always begin with a quartz crystal or an amethyst. Some sunlight every day. You know, you're going to be just get more sunlight. I'm not talking about getting sunburned, but, you know, the idea that the sun is dangerous, yes, to an extent, but there's also so much that can be given to you by being in sunlight and moonlight. And then there's chakra clearing and releasing of lower energy, which I do a lot of and teach and talk about a lot on this show. Cord cutting and vacuuming with Archangel. This is a simple process, but so effective, and shielding with Archangel Michael. Visualization with colors and auras, very powerful. So if you've heard me before, great. If you have not heard about the cord cutting and release of energy, basically Archangel Michael, we don't worship. He's just there as our coach, as our ally, and he's holographic. Can be with as many people at once, has a sort of white light. And with this white light, he's able to sever and cut any of our cords of attachment to lower emotions in all and time, so you can imagine. And cords of attachment can look like tiny surgical tubing between you and another person, you and the future, you and an idea, you and a concern. It also can the others throwing their attachments to you. Even loved ones may unconsciously throw their fear and lower energies and their stress and anxiety onto you. So these can be cut and severed. They literally drop away. We also call on Archangel Raphael to assist in healing the energy cords. And this is one of the techniques that is so powerful. And as you can see, in the time that it took for me to describe it is the time in which it actually literally seconds or a couple minutes. And then there's the sacred vacuum, where into your body, with Archangel Michael's help, the sacred vacuum is visualized. And you actually see the vacuum going in and around all the organs of your body, through the top of your head, through your crown chakra, through your brain, your thoughts, your jaw, through your neck, chest area, your stomach, heart, through your hips and your legs and your knees, your feet, and into your toes and your fingertips, where there's dark corners where some of the lower energy can be stuck. And all of this is pulled up to the top of your head and taken up into the heavens and transmuted into love and light. And then a switch is turned back into your body and sent liquid diamond white light so that each and every cell of your body is scintillating with pure love and light. This can be done also for the room in which you sleep and where you live, the vehicle in which you drive. And in the manner of time that I could describe it to you, it's how quickly you can do this for yourself. And in the beginning, you may want to have me or another practitioner assist so you can experience the peace that comes from it. The two techniques I used often while I was in my concern about having cancer. And I ended up not having it. And also shielding. You know, we've heard for decades, surround yourself in white light. Well, it works. And also a beautiful deep blue light with Angel Michael is one you could use on a daily basis. It lasts about 12 hours, so you do it in the morning and then in the evening. This will shield you, much like an umbrella shields the rain on you. This will shield you from absorbing other people's energy and thoughts. You know what it's like to go into a room with disgruntled, unhappy people. You easily can feel it, or you can be in a bar with a lot of depressed people, or you could be in a situation with some intense energy, competitive energy, and it comes so drained, so utterly drained, and even more anxious than when you went in. So when you go into peace, you actually come out feeling more energized, more relaxed. So we all know that there's something to this. So learn more about the shielding techniques also. So I'm just like, today is just a mini version about what is angel therapy healing. Go to Virtue's website, angeltherapy.com, and there's so many different tabs that you want to learn about the different books, CDs, her blog, different articles. And it's a very simple place to go to begin your work with the angel. And then from there, you'll be guided to your next teacher, your next. It's simple, it's clear, and it's not going to cost you thousands of dollars. And you can take the more expensive courses if you know the resources right now. Absolutely. So right now, I'm going to go into the weekly reading of the upcoming week. And this week, I was guided to use the Angel Atlantis Oracle cards with Stuart Pierce. I had the opportunity to have an incredible healing session with him last week. And here we go. So for the beginning of the week, we have a message from Archangel Michael I was just speaking about. And his message is patience. Here on the card, you see the three pyramids in Egypt. And Michael is telling us that we've been rushing to have things happen, rushing to have things manifested. That's causing us stress. So we want to meditate in stillness, to allow ourselves to experience allowing, to allow something to happen. This is to be so attached to it that you get stressed out. You know, it's like the pit bull with the bone, or, you know, you're holding on versus letting go. So to allow, to surrender and trust that it will work out. Enjoy the process. Enjoy your daily activities. Enjoy your life while you're waiting for something to manifest. So here we're being reminded that the pyramids were created 4,500 years ago. Took many years to complete. And now they have value. So you can't rush things. You know, everything does come in divine timing, but it's a matter of learning to, with the help of therapy techniques, to release your anxiety and fear and be still. You can be in the process itself. So ponder on stillness and silence. So that's what Michael saying that we need right now for many of us. You know, we're really excited about completing a lot of things in the last part of 2015. We approach fall and then into winter. Patience is what's required right now. In the middle of the week, we have a message from Gabriel. And Gabriel's message is grace. And on this card, we see a swan. So here, in the first part of the week, the swan was most likely sitting in stillness in the water, But here, the swan has taken off, flying. Gabriel wants us to experience the heavenly gift of grace. You know, we may have miscreated. We may have, you know, forgotten, but we may have, yes, forgotten that grace exists, that we are loved by God and the angels, the power. And being in the rush or the anxiety of getting the next job, of changing our situation, finding the boyfriend, the husband, the wife, you know, that anxiety place of that thought of wanting something and desiring something and not being able to trust that our prayers have been heard. So here, Gabriel is reminding us to honor grace. Grace is a state of being. You are grace. Now you are perfection. Even without that thing that you're wanting to have yet, you're already whole and perfect and complete. And the angels are even asking me to say right now, why waste your time working when your day? Today's the day. Today's the most important moment of your life. You'll forget that and think, I will be happier and better when my book is published, when I have so many likes on my Facebook page, when I have this, when I have that, when I have, and you could see catch 22 in that. There's always going to be a thought about tomorrow. But in actuality, there is no tomorrow. There's only right now. We are reminded of grace. And one of the ways to get in touch with that is to chant. Stuart Pierce, he's a sound healer, and you can check out more about his information and learn about the power of sounds and chants for each of the chakras and the angels of Atlantis. But here, Om, a beautiful mantra, Om. You know, by chanting Om, just letting sound resound and go through your body. Do that 3 times, and it will change your neural pathways. You're going to feel more relaxed. So Gabriel is saying, remember that you are grace. You know, the first message was patience. The second one is, you know, grace has been missing. And know that the swan is flying. You too are flying, but you may not see it. You may worrying that it should look a certain way, but you know, you are in flight, so things are moving. And then for the last part of the week, the next week, we have from Archangel Raphael, empathy. So you can see how these messages all tie in. Have patience. Remember, you are grace. Your life is filled with grace. And empathy. And here we have the beautiful flower on the card. And we are reminded that now, the lotus is a symbol of enlightenment. And one of the ways we can connect is to have empathy. Empathy for ourselves, empathy for others, empathy for the people that we are running into every day. I had to look up the definition just to want a little more clarity on the word, and it is, empathy is the capacity to understand or feel what another person is experiencing from within the other person's frame of reference. Or in another word, standing in someone else's shoes. So if someone's irritating you, or you're even irritating yourself, remind yourself that we really don't know what they're going through. We really don't know, unless you're living their life. And they're in their shoes, they're in their life. You could take a moment and stand there. And this could be with anything, from politics, business, relationships, anything right now. Empathy is needed and wanted. And this is a big word, especially with what's going on in the world and in the United States. Bring more empathy into your life. You can move through changes and anxiety in your life with empathy. It's going to make it easier, and also with some humor and love. And the chant for this is actually ha. Ha. And that's your throat chakra. So in doing that, you may experience a different connection to empathy. And if that's been difficult for you. So it's a powerful week of self-examination in the Lord, not without standing. Things are going to be happening, but for all of us to have a little more patience and not rush into everything, trust and faith, things are moving along, grace, remembering that we have grace, but if we've pushed it aside and not loved ourselves for being that, it's time to bring that back into our lives. And then empathy. You know, allow Archangel Raphael to help us understand others and to also to look at ourselves and remind ourselves that we don't have to be perfect. Things don't have to look a certain way. That we're doing the best that we can today. And to give ourselves a pat on the back or maybe even a hug, you know, that we're doing great. So those are the messages for the coming week. You can see them also on my website. And if you'd like to subscribe and receive them weekly with the images of my cards, just subscribe at my website with your email. So right now, I'm going to go into taking your call. And remember, these are mini readings. You know, keep your questions kind of focused and so that we can have time for everyone who's waiting today for some guidance from the angels. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and where I'm guided to go to first. And the first caller, just give us your name and your question. And I'm going to go to Indigo Lightworker 444. Hello there.
Well, hello. I'm just listening to the show.
Hi,
how are you? Claudia.
I'm doing great. Hi. Yes, Claudia.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I'd rather give my reading to somebody else that is in need of for it, so I like to pass, but I'm just listening to your show today.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. And
awesome.
You know, I actually prayed for that today. I actually prayed that people who call in regularly, because the second person working with me to help screen my calls, I said, that would be great if they could pass the light to someone else, and you've just done that, so thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Claudia, we'll talk to you another time.
Okay, bye-bye.
That was perfect. All right, so I'm going to go to area code 702 for waiting. And what is your name? How can we help you?
Hi, Barbara. My name is Ajanya.
Hi, Ajanya. Did I say that right? Ajanya?
You did. Perfect. Rhymes with lasagna.
Oh,
well, thank you for taking my call. I don't know. Sounds like there was a little feedback on the line, so I was catching like bits and pieces of what you were saying, but I got the gist of the weekly message. And in addition to what came through you, I tapped in the beginning of the call and said, okay, where do I need to place my focus? And I was immediately brought to my heart center, and I know that there's a lot of stuff that I know I've been dragging out of, you know, the sludge, you know, bringing the sludge up to the surface. And in addition to this week's message, I wanted to know if the angels had something else to say to me as to, you know, more so why is it that my attention was really brought to my heart center? What more do I need to do?
Okay, so even without, because the first thing I got is, are you allowing yourself to receive, that there is tremendous love around you? Are you allowing yourself to receive? And looking at, is there anything else that you need to let go of and also forgive? Is there anyone else you need to forgive, including yourself? But what I saw was that just allowing yourself to open up that heart so big, courageously so big, and just let in all the love that's around you.
I hear that. It's a laundry list. of stuff. Yeah. So, of the forgiveness and the allowing. I know mm-hmm. that I'm not in that mm-hmm. space, you know. And it's mm-hmm. it's a daily thing, constantly the back and mm-hmm. forth, the back and forth. So, yeah, definitely a laundry list. So, no surprise that that is what came through.
And you know, it's the perfect time, the full moon. So, mm-hmm. and one of the things you can do, and it does work rather quickly if you're ready, and anyone else who's listening who also feels like they have that laundry list of letting go and forgiving, you can write the names of all the people on a list, on a piece of paper, and each and every one of them. And you can put it in the freezer, but I prefer to burn it in a safe place. Ice works, where you literally freeze it, but what you can do with this list of names and situations is burn it in a safe place. If you're in the city, you know, you don't have a fire, outdoor fire, put it in the kitchen sink so you have the water near you, you know, to put out if it fire gets large. So basically burn it. And it is your way of telling the universe and the angels that you're ready to just let go. And it is not about letting go and forgiving the acts that have been done to us. Many of the actions have been done towards us are unforgivable. They just truly are. What we're looking at is the human being, of just letting go of our connection to keeping them ever so slightly punished. You know, it's like as if we were keeping our beautiful energy extended out towards them in a manner of like keeping them away from us, or just like we're attached to it, right? So when we ask our angels to cut that cord once and for all, we don't need to understand how it's going to happen. It's just done. We just are completely holding on to the anger, the resentment, the frustration. So it's a powerful process that you can do, just literally write all the names down. And the other one is an exercise called the Corral. That's from Doreen Virtue's called Healing with the Angels. And what one does is visualizes a huge horse corral. It's a huge circle, fenced in area, and inside the fence are all the people that we have not completely forgiven 100%. And there's a gate that opens into the corral. And we say that we've forgiven all these people, but there's that 1% that we haven't. We know we ought to, but there's that 1% we're not complete. Well, today what we can do is open the corral gates in our mind's eye and let those people walk out, skip out, run out. And that's all we have to do. You don't have to write to them or email them, unless you're guided. But mostly it's a letting go. Let them go. And you'll experience a sense of peace and completion. And on a daily basis, you check in. At the beginning, you check in. Who have I placed in the corral? And it could be past lovers, husbands, wives, teachers, colleagues, friends, you know, business partners. And you'll just notice who's there and who do I need to let go. So it's a simple process using your focus and attention of seeing them literally free. And that's what I love about Doreen's work. It's really simple. Are you there?
I am. I was trying to stop myself from giggling because you literally uh-huh. just reminded me of the people that I put on ice a few months ago. They are literally in a jar, covered up, would stay away, and all this, and like, go, you know. Literally, I was sitting in the spot, I went, oh, my God, I totally forgot about those people I put on ice. And I forgot that by doing that, I kept myself tethered to that energy.
Yeah.
So literally I was smiling mm-hmm. the whole time going, I knew I was supposed to talk to Barbara today. So thank you for that. I literally felt that release. And when I saw the corral, I went, man, I put a lot of people in there. And they've probably placed me. And, you know, it's that back and forth of us, you know, staying corded. And I can't cut cords and burn sage if I have people on ice. It's kind of like one is canceling out the other. So thank you. Thank you, literally.
Yeah, no, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
You know?
Thank you for that, because I'm like, yeah, it is the full moon. And I thought, oh, that's right. There's a lot of people in that jar,
yeah,
too, with a lot of herbs on top
of it, and we put ourselves. Yeah.
Yeah. I threw myself in the freezer
a lot
as well.
Too. So that's, we have to let ourselves go, man. It's like, what is the deal of like holding ourselves hostage to the joy of life? Like, what, you know?
Yeah.
It's, but we get trained to do that. As what an ordinary person does on the planet. If you're filled with, not to say you are, but it's easily, we get into reaction. It's very easy to live in a sense of defensiveness, wanting. Sometimes people want revenge, you know, not revenge, but it's like, well, okay, karma, you did this to me, this will happen. Versus, well, but why did we attract it in the first place? Maybe
exactly.
It was part of our karma.
Right.
You know, it's all interesting, but so glad you're able to call in today.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And for reminding me, you know, my little ice cubes in my freezer. So
uh-huh.
I'm going to let them be free. Thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Okay. Very good. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome. Okay, so the next caller I'm guided to choose today is area code 914. Hello there.
Hi, thank you. Hello, thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. What is your name and how can we help you?
Oh, I'm just walking out of my laundry room. It's Charity. And
okay.
I'm going through a little bit of a crossroads, like everybody, spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been doing a lot more connecting with the angel cards and things like that. But my son is going to be having a major surgery in a couple weeks. Actually,
mm-hmm.
a little over a week. And I've been having a hard
mm-hmm.
time kind of shaking off the energy, you
mm-hmm.
know, and all the negativity and the sadness from going around the children's hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
he has a
yeah.
very rare condition that is a big major surgery, but it's not dangerous and life-threatening like so many of these other poor little kids.
Yeah. Are you there, Charity?
Yes, I just muted you real quick
okay.
so you didn't hear the dog barking.
Okay. Okay. So how old is your son?
My little one is 4.
Okay. Okay, so so what I would do is if you call upon Archangel Michael, and I'm sure you have been, and Archangel Raphael, and what you do for yourself and for him and for his room and for the whole hospital, you want to shield and use the beautiful cobalt blue light. So interesting, you see that I spoke about you're going to shield yourself, you're going to shield him and the whole place. And that's just going to keep all the beautiful loving energy just there contained. And that you don't need to, we all don't need to absorb more fear and stress and worry from all the people who, yes, care and love these children, but we can easily add more fear and more worry to the place itself. The children and each and every one of us, deep within ourselves, the angels are saying, are pure joy, pure light, pure health. And their bodies are healing. And if we can get out of the way, their bodies can heal themselves even more effectively. So
it's interesting
because
I had never really heard about mm-hmm. shielding, you know, the place and the space or the car.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely
mm-hmm.
going to try that.
Yeah. You want to do that, and you also want to vacuum. You want to vacuum him with his permission. You just speak to his guardian angel, and most spirit souls are so ready to have the body cleared, and you know, you could have him vacuumed, the sacred vacuum, as you had heard me speak, it's placed above his crown chakra and goes into the body, in and around all the organs, and then everything is pulled up through the top of his head and taken up into the heavens, transmuted into love and light, and then that's brought back into his body as pure liquid diamond white light. So these techniques can be used on him, and you can cut his cords also. But also, what I'm hearing from the angels, cut your cords so you have the first. You are not putting onto him any worry or fear, or onto the doctors, onto your relatives, or the you're not feeling the relatives' fears on, you know, putting their fears and worries onto you. By having your cords, you're going to be free and peaceful. So you want to clear the energy in the way that you can first, and that's going to make a big shift. Just those,
do you have anything on your website or your trying to see? Because I found so many different ways that people will do the cutting of the cords and the, you know, an Archangel Michael. And the way that you explain it is what resonates with me the most. But it's really hard to find that. It seems everybody has a twist, but I don't really feel I enjoy theirs as much as what the way you explain it.
Well, I have two talks on my website where I'm speaking about it and going through the process that I did this year. The recorded talks, about a half an hour each. And then I also highly recommend for you and anyone listening, Doreen Virtue's free, it's about a half an hour long, it's angel therapy meditation, and it contains these clearings, and it's free. It's such a powerful free gift she gives everyone, and how you receive it is by going to her website, angeltherapy.com, and then you subscribe to her newsletter, and you will get this free audio download. And you are going
That would be great. Because I've been looking at a lot of her stuff.
It is. Yes.
And there's so many of them. So that's really good to know a specific. Thank you.
And so I highly recommend this meditation. I tell everyone, until I make my own, I say, go and get this one. And then if you feel guided to, you can get Angel Medicine, it's called. You can download that. Or you can get the book, right? Angel Medicine will also have some more of these techniques. Very simple with Doreen's, you know, uncomplicated, very simple words. You're going to learn how to do this.
Oh, yeah, I love the way that she writes things.
And even if you don't do it perfectly, anyone listening in for you, know that the angels hear your intention, right? So if you intend to clear the energy of anxiety, worry, and fear from yourself, it is done. So,
that's really good to know.
It's from your heart, right? We don't have to do it perfectly with the perfect words or anything. And the same thing, it's to clear your child's body, the room in which she's sleeping in. So we are so powerful. And that is the message of the day. We don't have to do these things perfectly. It's our heart that are making things happen. Or not happen, right? So I'm really guided to tell you that your love is so powerful. And your love for those other children is so powerful. Right? And I hear and I feel Mother Mary also. You know, like I said, Mother Mary works with everyone who calls her. And whenever you think of Mother Mary, she brings in like 100,000 angels.
You know what's
Mother
really
Mary,
funny? I know you. I know you have to wrap it up, but I found a gorgeous statue that, you know, people had moved into a new home, and they put a sign outside, no free, because they didn't, I guess maybe it wasn't their religious preference, but just two nights ago, I found a 3-foot statue of a beautiful angel, you know, the really heavy garden outdoor statues, and then another large one of Mother Mary, and I said, oh, these were meant for me, I'm taking these. So that's beautiful.
Yay! Yeah.
And you do have a little feedback on the line, just so you know, in case I was talking over you.
Okay. I'm doing blog, and they did have an announcement about something, a change they made, so I apologize to you and to the listeners today. I'm going to probably go back to using technique here. I hope the main message could get through, but thank you for letting me know. Thank you.
Oh, it is. I just wanted to apologize for, you know, in case I was speaking over you. But thank you so much.
No, you're welcome, and good luck with everything. really. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. I'm going to go on to the next caller. Thank you for calling in. Okay, so the next area code is, okay, so we're going to go to area code 216. Hello there.
Hello
there. What is your name and how can I help you?
Hello.
Hi there.
Sharon, how are you today?
Hi, Sharon. I'm doing great. What can we do for you today?
That's good. Well, I have a question. I want to see what kind of messages you'll get on this. I want to know if this job is going to go through. It's going to be, the decision is going to be made this week. Either make or break.
Okay. Okay, so I am not, I don't usually do like those like make or break, you know, like yes or no questions.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I
really don't. What the angels are saying this is, Sharon, this is something better. This or something better. And to relax more.
They said
the message
what?
For the week.
Okay.
Relax more. You know, the message for the week was with patience. And
I know.
Patience is the number one. Grace and empathy. And are you breathing? You know, that's the other thing. How is your breathing? Are you breathing fresh air? Are you finding some time to just relax? And exercise is a great de-stressor. Now just relax. You're capable, you're intelligent, and you will get work, but not to worry so much. And this or something better. The main thing I see.
Did it say, though, that it's going to be a yes or anything?
No, I can't do that. I'm sorry. I can't do that. What I see is this is something better. Yeah. And if you've taken all appropriate actions and you've done everything you can in your own part, you need to let go and let God. Yeah. And if you've gotten any messages, you received any messages about anything you could do, to the angels are saying, up your ante in the competition. You know, is there anything that you need to do so that you show up for an interview? You are more likable, that they want to work with you for teamwork, you know, something about you that you know that you might want to. If we have to do a little tweaking on our appearance or, you know, something that we could do to make ourselves even more like, wow, I want to work with that person. You know, and that's what the angels are saying. You know, say, get yourself ready for an awesome interview. And if there's anything that you can do so that you feel better about yourself, you know, perfection. You know, if you've been thinking about getting a new hairdo or just trying a different color that you wear so that when people meet you, that you're so approachable that they just want to hire you. That's what the angels are saying.
But they... Okay, and they said, you said better? I didn't understand because I got cut off in the very first message you said.
All right, so if you don't get this job, then one is coming along.
Okay, I heard that, okay. I got you.
And if you've taken if you've done all the actions that you can take, then it really is a matter of just letting go and being, just having patience and grace. And what can you do so that you're not so attacked? And a lot of what I teach my clients, that are you taking your body, eating right? Are you exercising or doing yoga? So that when you go to an interview, you are such a beautiful energy that they won't even look at your resume. They'll just say, I want your energy in my company. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
That's the vibrational shift. So if you're getting any feedback about detoxing or anything, real messages for you.
Okay.
Right? That's a real message for you. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
And it's
much.
A loving message. Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome, Sharon.
Have a good day.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Okay. Bye-bye. So I can do one more quick one. Let me see. Area code 402. I'm not sure if I called on you. If I did, let me know.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi.
Beautiful.
Thank you for taking my call. I could really use some messages from the angels about what's happening in my life.
Okay, what is your name?
Sharon. Sharon.
I'm Sharon also. Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful. So did you have a question, or you just wanted me to pull an angel card for you?
Yeah, anything that everything's kind of up in the air. A lot of changes for me.
Okay. Is there specific? There's not a specific area that you want to address. Is it work, or is it relationship, or your health?
Relationship, home.
Mhm.
Those two are the biggest.
Okay. So my upcoming message for the that does say patient. So are you able to be comfortable? I mean, you have a place to stay. You have a place, you know, so that you're. Just be, you know, while
no,
things are changing?
Really.
Okay.
Not really.
So do you need to call, or is there someone you can call, like a friend or relative, for some assistance right now?
No.
And then the next question, have you reached out to possibly something like social services to assist you until you get
I
back
have.
On board?
I have, and they're just closing the
okay.
door in my face.
Okay, well, that's what the angels are basically saying, is that have patience, you know, among weekly readings, but have some empathy, doing the best you can, but also just one step in front of the other, and things will work out, but this is a time where you need to reach out. You need to reach out for help, and just because it may look like it's not happening, reach out again. Reach out again, okay? And there may be someone there who can assist you with your process, someone who you've not spoken to before. That's what I'm picking up, and a kind and loving person, okay?
Well, that would be great.
That's what I see. There's a very kind and loving person who can assist you, but you have to not give up and not to, get frustrated. And not try
right.
again, okay? Right? So that is what I see for you. And that's what the angels are saying. And allow that support, allow that love to come to you. Breathe and know that things are going to work out. Now just know that things are on your side. Sometimes we don't see that because we can get in a negative way, right?
Right.
Thing is to know that the angels are with you. It's a matter of you saying, okay, that didn't work. Now I'm going to try again. And the angels are on my side. God and the angels in the universe have my back. That's your mantra. Okay?
Okay.
And you'll get through this.
Okay. And there's one particular relationship that's been really devastated by all of the stuff going on.
I'm not able to get to that
okay. That's
question because
okay.
of the show. But the main thing the
okay.
angels are saying, take care of yourself first before worrying about the relationship, unless it's a friend
okay.
who could assist you right now. Now, that is the only thing. But you want to focus
right.
on getting back on board for yourself before you want to.
Right.
Handle it, and then the relationship will come.
Right.
Will come easily. Okay?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Okay.
All right. So
all right.
Thank you, Sharon,
thank you.
For calling.
Uh-huh.
God bless you. Okay.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. You too.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining in today. And like I said, I'm trying something new. On Blog Talk Radio, if the connection wasn't as great, I apologize. I'm going to go back to my old way to keep that going. So have an incredible weekend. If you have questions about my services and would inquire about a 1 hour or 45-minute reading with me, contact me at my website, BCalvano Coaching, and I do work by phone or Skype or here in New York City, in person. So have a great weekend, everyone. I will be back probably not next week, but the following week. But follow me here on Blog Talk Radio to find out when my next show is. Thanks again. Namaste.